From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Indonesian police have conducted raids following its first attack by Islamic State. Police authorities say a suspected terrorist was killed and at least two others arrested Friday. Police conducted raids in multiple locations in the wake of Thursday's attack in Jakarta. Krishnamukti is the chief detective of Jakarta Police. He said an Indonesian forensics team was doing a crime scene investigation to find any evidence in two different places. He said that the place they were standing is where they believe that the terrorists made the explosive devices. Some of those targeted in the raids were linked to Islamic State, which has claimed responsibility for Thursday's violence. The country's president is seeking to downplay the seriousness of the attack, saying that life has returned to normal on the streets. Two civilians and five assailants died in the attack. The UN human rights chief has spoken out against increasing violence in Burundi. UN Commissioner for Human Rights Zayed Ra'ad Al-Hussein said in a statement that all the alarm signals, including increasing ethnic dimensions of the crisis, are flashing red. Rupert Colville is a UN spokesman.
The suggestion that an ethnic dimension is now starting to emerge is reinforced by one of the sexually abused women who said that her abuser told her she was paying the price for being a Tutsi. Another witness claimed that Tutsis were systematically killed while Hutus were spared.
Burundi has been in crisis since late April when President Pierre Nkurunziza announced he would run for a third term in office, sparking political demonstrations that were met with violence. This is VOA News. Witnesses in Somalia's Gedo region say that al-Shabaab militants attacked an African Union military base Friday, about 60 kilometers south of the regional capital. Witnesses told VOA the attackers rammed at least four cars filled with explosives into the main gate of the southern Somali base. The blasts were followed by heavy gunfire between the attackers and Kenyan soldiers. Al-Shabaab says it killed more than 60 Kenyan troops. Deputy Gedo Governor Mohamed Hussein Isak told VOA that at least 40 Kenyan soldiers were killed. He said that some troops managed to escape. The African Union mission in Somalia, known as AMISOM, confirmed the attack but refused to give details. An official in Sierra Leone says a corpse has tested positive for the Ebola virus just one day after the World Health Organization declared an end to the Ebola outbreak in West Africa. The WHO said in a statement Friday that it confirmed the Ebola case in Sierra Leone, which was detected in the body of a woman who became ill and died earlier this month. On Thursday, the WHO, at a news briefing in Geneva, announced an end to the Ebola virus outbreak in Liberia, meaning that all three countries at the epicenter of the West African crisis were considered Ebola-free. The French government is launching an inquiry into a drug trial of an experimental medication that has left one person brain dead and five hospitalized in serious condition. Health Minister Marisol Touraine said that what happened was unprecedented. Touraine says that six men between the ages of 28 and 49 who were participating in the drug trial have been hospitalized since Sunday. One was declared brain dead. The others remain hospitalized, with all showing the same type of neurological symptoms. Worries about China's slowing growth and further drops in oil prices sparked a global stock sell-off on Friday. The cost of a barrel of oil slid below $30 for both the Brent and West Texas Intermediate benchmarks. In New York, the S&P 500 index fell 2.7% in afternoon trading. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was off nearly 2.8%, while the Nasdaq plunged more than 3%. London's FTSE index lost nearly 2%. Germany's DAX and France's CAC were off about 2.4% or more. For more on these stories, please log on to our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.